Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi, and this is Chuck Chat Freestyle, one of the podcasts that is participating in the Dog Days of Podcasting. You can learn more about me at chucktomasi.com, where you can find all my podcast books and everything else. The topic this year for today's Dog Days Challenge, this is a challenge for podcasters to create a podcast a day in the month of August and for listeners to try and keep up. So my topic this year is words and phrases from my childhood that mean something to my brothers and sisters, make us laugh. They tell a story with just a phrase. And I am sharing those with you so that you can get the context behind those. And if ever we meet, you can just say something like, chimney cookies, and I will get a big smile. And that's all it will take, as easy as that. So my effort is in articulating these stories as much as possible, and you to retain them. Hopefully you're making a list. No, I don't expect that. So what, today's word is wabujing. That is an honest-to-goodness word. It's actually more of a name. It is the name of a Native American tribal chief. He was some sort of leader or elder. Now, I gotta throw in a reference again to our house in Marquette, Michigan. That's where I am this week. We'll be returning on Monday, the 11th, 12th, 13th? 13th, something like that. Yeah, we'll be returning on Monday the 13th to Phoenix, Arizona. You can probably hear blue jays and some other birds in the background. I'm outside for a little stroll. It rained last night, so I had a very pleasant, wet, woody smell. There's a squirrel in a tree up there. I don't know if you can hear that or not. But give you a little bit more atmosphere. Let's see if this stone bench is... No, I'm not going to sit on that. I've got my nice clean shorts on, so I'll just keep strolling around and listening to the birds. So wabujing. We rented out part of our house. The basement, we refinished part of the basement into an apartment and rented that out. And we had all kinds of tenants over the years. And one of the most memorable was wabujing and his tribe. I don't want this to come off the wrong way. I'm just getting facts out there about our tenant and some of the behaviors. So don't take this as, you know, I'm anti-Indian or not at all. I believe every person should be treated fairly and rewarded on their own merits. And if they behave badly, then of course the consequences are their own. The wabujing started out innocently enough as a tenant. But one night my parents were sitting in, I think it was the TV room, the den, the library, as it originally was, in this house. And they started hearing music from downstairs. And my mom says, George, could you go downstairs and tell them to turn down the stereo? Well, it turns out it wasn't a stereo. It was a drum circle. They were having a full-on celebration of whatever they were celebrating. Boom, 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 boom. And... It was resonating through the whole bloody house. So that was one of the first memories. There was also the time when they decided to, I don't know where they got it. It could have been roadkill. It could have been, honest to goodness, hunted down and killed, but they had a deer and they skinned it and they borrowed one of our steel garbage cans and was soaking this deer skin in the backyard. And, you know, curious kids being who they are, they want to go check it out. So we often poked the deer skin with a stick or stirred up the soup. It was filled with water, I'm assuming, and they were tanning it. It was the start of the tanning process. I got two squirrels, two little red squirrels that are giving me the business. Well, it looks like they're trying to give each other the business now. All right. One's got a nut and one's trying to go nuts. Nature. It's a wonderful thing. So the deer skin was another story. I'm trying to think if there were any other memorable events, but wabujing was certainly an interesting character. My parents have more stories about this guy, about when his girlfriend came over and apparently it wasn't his wife was there too or something. he was an interesting character, and we'll live on in the memories of us children as probably our first encounter with I don't know if they were a local tribe. I don't even know what tribe they were. They might have been their own tribe. It was crazy, but that was an interesting cultural experience at an early age. So if anybody knows where Wabujing ended up, I'd love to hear more about the man and your stories with him. So that is it for today. Hopefully you found this interesting, or at least mildly entertaining. I told you where you can find out more about me. I'll be back again tomorrow. I look forward to talking to you on the Dog Days of Podcasting. Until then, take care, everybody.